Thanks. That's my question. Yeah.
For me, it's just a matter of time, just playing my game, like you're saying. Don't worry about it really too much, and if you're not focused on that, you can focus on playing your game and be successful.
This may be a silly question, but was there a time you wouldn't have tapped that in and let it go for Blake, because it looked like it was going in anyway?
No.
How did you get to this level of play from the end of last season?
Not much really changed mindset. I think I'm still playing the same game. Had a real good summer and felt good coming into camp, and I think it's just improving on that from last year.
When you've got three in three games now, what does that do for the confidence?
Same way I'm approaching the game. It's try not to get too high. Don't get too low throughout the season. It's a long season here, but playing with that confidence is a big thing for me for sure.
Kyle, that's a reactionary play, though, isn't it? I mean, the puck's in tight. You're gonna swipe at it.
Yeah, for sure. It's just it's there and reaction. Yeah, so.
Kyle, the spot on that power play is usually down by that post, so you move up in that spot there. Was that just improvisation, or did you guys want to add a new wrinkle considering the way they were trying to shut down that pass across to Scheifele and Laine?
No, it's a play that we've done before, and I think I had a good chance in St. Louis game, popping back door too, and it's just another look for us rather than sitting kind of stagnant and in that spot down low by the post.
Did you have a kind of a number in mind, your goal for goals this season, and have you had to upgrade it?
No, it's going into the year, I don't really focus on numbers or put a number in anything really. It's approaching each day and trying to get better overall, and I think the numbers will come.